Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following is paid commercial programming. The content and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WSSP, Entercom Milwaukee, its staff, or sponsors.
From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi, and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors.
All aboard! Ha, ha, ha! You're on the crazy train!
All aboard!
Welcome to the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Good morning, folks. Not just here in southeastern Wisconsin, but across the country, across the world, on the radio waves. We're all over the place. Anyway, we come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. We are live, and you can always call us and talk about whatever's, you know, on your mind about hunting, fishing, whatever. 799-1250 is the phone number, or you can email us live at ceoguys@yahoo.com. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. Nick Bodie on the boards. And I just want to remind everybody that April 13th, that's Saturday, April 13th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the Spring Fishing Clinics for Kids. It's going to be held at Brown Deer Park, Dineen Park, Greenfield Park, McCarty Park, McGovern Park, Oak Creek Park, Scout Lake Park, Sheridan Park, Washington Park, Kosciuszko Park, Regner Park, Foxbrook Park, Menominee Park, that's Lannan Quarry, and Muskego Park. Anyway, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. It's free for kids. If you got groups, you don't have to register, but if you've got groups of 20 or more, you can call them at 414-382-7923. We'll give you more information next week, too, as we get closer to it.
And before I forget, we want to thank all our listeners, especially those police officers, first responders, military people out there listening. If I mentioned firefighter, yeah, that's first responders. But yeah, we thank all of you for listening and for what you do. And a quick reminder, most people that listen to our show are obviously into hunting, fishing, Second Amendment rights. And it's important to remember, you got to get out there and vote for Judge Hagedorn. April 2nd, I believe, is when
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Yep. I know we got a lot of people listening from up north right now, and we need that up north counties, areas to get out there. So if our Boulder Junction connection and everybody up there listening, get on out. Just takes a few minutes. Go on out. You got to start voting in all elections now. You can't just do the presidential anymore. You can't complain if you're losing rights if you didn't vote. So get out there and vote for Brian Hagedorn.
All righty. Let's see now. So we're hoping that somebody, well, we got one bridge report from up
Nick
there.
Nick gave us a great report.
Yeah, that was great.
I got to say, Nick went 3 for 3 on the Hornswoggle and then slipped in a surprise fishing report. That might be the best Hornswoggle contestant we've had since I've been with you.
Yeah, he
That's awesome.
Slipped in a good fishing report. We like those. Because a lot of, you know, I'll tell you what, a lot of listeners are not going to tell, you know, where they've been and how good they're doing, you know. They want to keep that to themselves sometimes, you know. They might give you a general area, you know. Kind of like I used to do with Lake X.
You know what? I hate fishermen.
You know,
I hate other guys in general.
Why
the pretty girl's sitting, you got eight dummies talking to her. I'm thinking to myself, I hate other guys.
Why is it fishermen get this bad rap, all anglers get this rap of being exaggerators? That's because most of them are. You're right. you know, they exaggerate the size of their fish all the time.
Right. Right.
You know, so if somebody says, some guy says, yeah, I caught a whatever, 8 pounds.
Three things a guy exaggerates: the size of his fish, the size of his bank account, and the size of his bench press.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
That too, maybe.
What do you got on the line, Nick?
We got Al on the phone.
Oh, good morning. Is this Mr. Al Shook?
Indeed it is, Tom. Oh. Good morning.
Hey, Al. Good morning. Shaking, what's up, buddy?
Hey, did
good morning, Dan.
Didn't you guys go pheasant hunting last week?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you guys do?
Well, the quick and the deadly Al shot about 20 of them for us, so we're all good for the year. We culled the herd.
We terminated with extreme prejudice.
That's right.
Ah, there you go.
Yep.
Danny, I forgot. We thought of a Hornswoggle question at the back of the truck, and now I can't even remember what it was, but it was extremely silly, almost like your Mongolian desert turkey thing.
You know,
I think I seen one of those once.
Yeah, I thought it was a band.
You know, Al, Tom and I have often spoke about this, but neither of us will remember to do it. All week long, we'll have a great idea of something we want to bring up on the show, and by the time we get here, it's gone.
It's gone, yeah.
Gone. We should carry a little pad of paper and a notebook to write these things down.
Yep. 'Cause,
like even you gave me a great idea for something for a Hornswoggle, and I totally forgot it. So
I tried carrying that pad of paper, and then I lost the pad of paper, so that doesn't work either.
I've got the pad of paper and the pen in my car. But when I, you know, when I think about something, I'm driving, so it's not like I can pick it up and start writing, you know.
What
we need are those little mini tape recorders, you know, a little mini recorder. They got those things, and then you just talk into it real quick.
How about this? An app on your phone, it's called Notepad, and you just hit a button, and you make your verbally make your notes to yourself. And then later, all you got to do is hit the button and it'll play back the notes to you.
I think they have something like that. Isn't there Nick shaking his head?
Ken confirm.
I think they got something like that.
Yeah.
Can I get it on my flip phone?
Yeah, you got to have a smartphone to
I don't think it works on a Star Trek phone, Danny.
He said a Star Trek phone.
Yeah, so do I. Me too.
But, it's cool. You flip it out like that. Yeah. And it does look just like when you'd say, "Give me Audie, beam me up, Scotty."
I wish.
Keep waiting for that noise when they used to open it up.
Yeah, I wish mine made that noise.
You know, if I were an alien, I would have known that that's the time you got to shoot Kirk because he's about to be out of there. As soon as you hear beep, 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 beep.
Yep.
Zap him.
But it's always the guy in the red shirt that gets shot, though.
Always.
That gets killed. Always the guy in the red shirt.
And he always was with the alien women.
Yep.
Caucasian.
Yep. It's always the guy. Yep, the red shirted guy. They get blasted first.
Well, a couple of things. I was out riding around yesterday, and all of the lakes that I looked at in Western Waukesha County are either ice free or almost ice free.
Yeah.
Nagawicca being the exception, but there were no piers at any of the launches.
Right
now. Okachi for Upper Oconomowoc Lake and that channel over by Golden Mass is wide open. And I'd be willing to bet that you probably could get to Stumpy Bay and take a look, but it might be a little too early for the crappie to be moving in on those dark bays. But you should be able to find them, if I'm right, Tom, staging just on the deep line edge.
Yep. Deep weed line edge, somewhere along there. But,
yeah.
But you know, there's always those crappies and bluegills that are in that shallow water. They're in there right away, early ice, all through the winter. And it's not like they all leave, you know. A lot of them stay there. So,
On Okachi, they've got so many of those nice channels. The same thing on Nagawicca.
Mm-hmm.
But on Nag, they're mostly on the west side and south side, whereas on Okachi, you've got those on the north side of the lake, or Stumpy Bay has that wonderful north exposure, mm-hmm. you know, where you can, you know, use waxies and a really tiny hook, or, you know, small crappie minnows. And remember, presentation is slow this time of the year. You know, if the water is still pretty cold.
Hey, have you checked out the muskies coming up at the Okachi Dam?
There's no water coming over the dam yet, and there's no fish under there. I stopped yesterday after I got done looking at the launch on Okachi.
Yeah, somebody asked me about that the other day, and I said, give it a few weeks. Give it a few weeks, yeah.
I remember a couple of years ago I saw you there that one morning, and it was just before the spring hearings.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Spring hearings is at about a week and a half, and that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, that this year there's a lot of changes at the spring hearings that are going to make some people happy and get some people extremely mad.
That's right. They got the online voting now, right?
Right. And there's all different ways that you can vote. You can come to the meeting and not vote on any of the questions, but you'll be given a county-specific number that you can take home and then enter that number in the survey on your computer, and it'll let you answer all the questions. Or you could come get a ballot to vote on resolutions and delegates. But each time you do something, everybody that comes through the line has to have some type of a mark on their hand to prove that they can't come back out and get another of whatever they don't have.
Well, that's good.
It's like the mark of the beast.
Cause a lot of delay when you're getting in.
What about this online voting? Can you just, you have to go to the meeting?
No. If you don't go to the meeting, your vote on all of these questions will be entered or compiled with a total state vote. It won't be county specific.
What do you think about the online voting?
It was bound to come. You know, you have to reach out. Millennials, they don't even pick up hunting and fishing pamphlets. They just get it right on their phone.
Is there a way that the DNR can stop a person from voting multiple times online?
They say they've worked this out with other surveys. And by the way, it's not a vote.
Right.
It's an input, calling it.
Input, yeah.
But they have multiple ways over the past that they've discovered people trying to, and let's, you know, Chicago style voting or giving input on certain things. And they're confident in the fact, although this is the first year, that they're going to give this a whirl and see. It was actually the Natural Resources Board that told the DNR and the Congress, you know, get off the stool and start coming into the current age where, you know, almost everybody can do everything online. So,
yeah, I mean, like buying your licenses, fishing, hunting, whatever,
yep.
You just buy them online. It's so much easier, you know, than having to go someplace and do it.
States also.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to drive to Montana to get a Montana, you know, hunting license. You can get it before you get there.
Right, right, exactly.
So, you know, if it's all right with you guys, I'd like to come in next week and explain so many of these changes, because Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Dane County are always 1-2-3, 3-2-4, whatever. It changes a little bit. But there's going to be a great deal of confusion and some people that are upset about the fact where you could walk in, show them your driver's license, get a delegate voting if you wanted to vote for the delegates, and go into the meeting room. Well, now you have to show an ID. Now you have to make up your mind what you want. The person that's registering you has to mark something on your hand to let everyone else know what you received. If you just got something for resolutions and then you got a number, you know, some kind of a code like an R and then a hashtag or something, it's going to be a nightmare. And people aren't going to want marking on their hand.
I know a lot of people don't like that.
And if they don't like it, they can go home and vote online.
Yep. Well, listen, we got to go to a break, Al. Yeah, we'll Danny or I will call you, and we'll work that out for next week, all right?
Yeah,
cool. All right, very good, guys. Have a great day so far. It's a good show.
Yeah, all right. Okay, thanks,
Al. Thanks, buddy.
For you.
All right, bye now. All right, might as well take us to a break. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. This is the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Welcome back to the Skipperbuds Cutting Edge Outdoors. We want to shout out to all those listeners there in Mississippi that are listening to us right now, one of 50 states across the U.S. and
Marion Etzel.
Marion Etzel, listening there.
In Rome.
Sitting right next to the Pope. Give him my regards. Got him a musky once.
Yeah, I haven't, she hasn't emailed me lately, and I haven't emailed her lately either, so I probably should touch base, see what's going on with
Sister Marion. Touch base, listening all the way over there.
Okay, can we give away something?
Tom, it's your show. You can do whatever you want,
all
Bubba.
Right. Third caller, 799-1250. I'm going to send you a handful of mini mites. They're the number twos and threes, all right? Twos and threes, no number ones. And colors, well, it's whatever I grab out of that bag, but not Danny's colors. I got his on the side.
Okay, I was
got some other
giving
ones.
Him a yeah. dirty look here.
Yeah.
So as daggers at him.
The third caller, 799-1250, get a bunch of free mini mites. So, well, look at that. All the phone lines just lit up at once.
Free.
Yep, free. So
free's good.
So whatever colors they are, hey, don't blame me.
Speaking of free, we will give our listeners even more reason to listen to us starting mm-hmm. next week.
Oh, yeah.
Because not only have you got people been getting mini mites, they've been getting subscriptions to Badger Sportsman, they've been getting gift cards to Carl's Delicious Country Meats, but yeah. now you will have a chance to get some Baitmate fish attractants products. So we will be having contests going forward.
And, yeah, as a matter of fact, on the Hornswoggle, the winner of the Hornswoggle is going to get two prizes. They're going to get the $10 gift certificate to Carl's Country Market, and then they'll also get their choice of either a first aid kit from Baitmate or a combination of a Baitmate fish attractant and a Coleman
insect
repellent.
And it's a Coleman first aid kit.
Yeah,
and
it's Coleman like a, first aid
yeah, kit. Yeah, and it's like a small little red kind of pouch travel kit. Perfect to put in your boat,
mm-hmm.
in your car,
yep,
in your bathroom, in the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, it's perfect for
up north
a lot
in the
of
cabin.
Yeah. There you go.
In the truck.
Mm-hmm.
In the deer stand, wherever you might hurt yourself, which can happen anywhere, Tom.
Yes, it can. You've had some hooks in you, right?
Nope.
Never have?
Nope.
Oh, wow. I've had a number of them. And some of it was due to my... You know what drives me crazy?
Huh.
When I see these guys, they're lifting up a fish. I don't care if it's a bluegill.
Oh, by the line.
Yeah, or whatever, and they grab the line, they're going to grab the line. If that, and your rod's bent over, and if that hook comes out of the fish's mouth, that lure comes straight up into your hand
no.
somewhere. And I made that mistake once. And I'll tell you what, when I'm bringing in a fish or whatever, I lift it up, and it touches the bottom, the floor of the boat before I grab it, or pull it out of the net. One of the two. I'm not going to stick my hand over. Because I've had a number of hooks in me by various means, and you know how I take them out.
Shot of whiskey.
No.
Rip it right out.
I have a very sharp pointed knife. I just make the hole a little bit bigger where the hook went in. Make it a little bit bigger by the barb.
I'm turning white over here. I'm going to fall off the chair here.
Yeah,
I'm going to pass out.
It hurts a little bit. It bleeds a little bit, but...
Well,
I'm not spending $200-$300 at a doctor to have him take it out with a needle nose.
Now
pliers.
I get to embarrass my buddy, the Bass Pro Ron Johnson. Maybe his brother Dan, taxidermist Dan Johnson, is listening. He'd like. I think I told him the story 2 years ago in Rowley's Bay. We're bass fishing, and that's when I had texted you with told you your bass spinnerbait got me a
right.
4-pound smallie on the first cast. Well, anyway, we're catching fish, and Ron, he's a typical. I hate to say it, but typical fishing pro. These guys will take a picture of their fish, but they got to make sure they have this hat on, this shirt on, this.
Yeah, yeah.
They hold up this bait, whatever. It's all promotion,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, when you read some of these articles, even look at the pictures in the magazines, some of the well-known walleye and bass guys, you know, it's like you're looking at a billboard, okay?
Mm-hmm. NASCAR driver.
NASCAR yeah. driver. Okay. You know, whether they caught it on that bait or not, they're going to put that hat on, or whether they use that, I mean, they're going to look their product. So anyway, he wanted to take another picture of a bass, and he'd taken I don't know how many gosh darn pictures, and I got aggravated. His brother Dan got in a big fight with him ocean fishing years ago because his brother said, I'm done taking pictures of your fish, because every time you're taking a picture of someone else's fish, guess what?
You're not fishing. Yeah.
So anyway, he wanted to take another picture. Okay, great. So he's got this bass, and it's pinned with a couple trebles on either side of its mouth. And he reached down, and where he grabbed it, I'm thinking, I'm looking, it's like watching a train wreck. I'm thinking, that's not a good. All of a sudden, he's going, stop. So I had to put my foot on the smallie on the floor and hold it. And he actually had two fingers pinned together with like one hook or two hooks. It was unbelievable. And then while I held it, he had to actually, literally, there's nothing he could do but rip the hook out of his finger. So he just kind of goes, ripped it out. And
that hurts.
Yes, it did.
That hurts.
And the whole time.
It hurts just thinking about it.
The whole time, I was holding the bass down, looking the other way. I'm like, I can't believe you just did this. A Bass Pro. But I saw it coming. I saw his hands in a position. And you know how that fish can make a move. Even like when I'm unhooking like a muskie in the net, which most of the time muskies, pike, most everybody get yourself a big net. The one safety thing is don't go with just the regular length needle nose pliers.
No, get that 12-incher.
Get a long one, right?
Get a long one.
You know those Baker hookout tools?
Those work.
Those actually aren't bad.
I know.
And you seem to get a better grip, less likely to drop it into the, you know what I mean? Because the other ones, the regular needle nose, it doesn't spring back into your hand.
Right.
So you can be screwing around and all of a sudden, bloop, into the, I've always thought maybe a little lanyard on your wrist might be good for that. But the Baker hookout tools, cheap as they are, $7.99 or whatever, actually work pretty good.
Yeah.
You can reach down there and get a grip. But you got to be, even when you're doing that, you got to be willing to pull your arm back real quick. It's like a cat messing with a rattlesnake. Mm-hmm. You're ready to pull back right away because that thing can make a flop and you don't want to get a hook in your hand. You got to be quick.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You got to anticipate the movement.
Yeah, it's
because they're going to go nuts at some point.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's no fun getting it. The very first time I had one in me, I was fishing a walleye tournament. It was too windy to be on the Bay of Green Bay, so everybody was like in the river, and I got one stuck in me unhooking a walleye that just this big old nickel cadmium hook on a big crankbait stuck me, and I didn't want to go in. I wanted to keep fishing. We were in a good spot and whatever. We were catching fish. And eventually I had to go in because it was kind of hard to reel the spinning reel handle while I'm holding on to the lure in my hand because one of the hooks is sticking in my finger, you know, right up. It was from the bottom of the finger all the way. I swear it was touching the bottom of my fingernail, you know, it was all the way up there. So I went in and they took me over to, I think it's St. Vincent's it's called, hospital.
In Green Bay?
Yeah, they took me over there.
Yeah, that's where my sister was born.
Yeah, they took me over there and the doctor, that Novocaine stuff that they put in to numb it first, they put it right in the wound. I mean, and that hurts like heck. I've had this several times when I've had stitches and they put that thing right in the wound and oh, does that hurt at first. But then a few seconds later, it goes
Can't
away.
Can't they just poke it next to it and numb it
no,
there?
No, they stick it right in. Right. Well, if you had a gash and they put it right in the middle, I mean, they put it right
in
there.
Well, they should put it next to it, let it kind of start numbing up, then put it right in
like,
there.
I would like drip it in.
I'll pay
let it drip
double.
A little bit.
I'll
yeah.
pay double the cost of this already too expensive $300 shot.
So anyway, so then the guy says, once it got numbed up, he says, well, let me get my special hook getter outer tool, you know? He goes and grabs a needle nose pliers.
That's a special tool,
And he rips it out, okay? Just rips it out. And then he says, he puts a, you know, a little bandage on it, and he says, now be careful. He says, get this stuck in your car, close your car door on your finger, and you'll never know. So he said, be careful, you know. But and then he wanted the lure because he collects them of the lures he takes out of
people. And I know there's no way being you is
that's right. There ain't no way. I figured I only had two of those lures, and what if I lose one?
No, it was a 50 cent mini.
No, it was a big crankbait. And okay. And I didn't, I mean, it's like, well.
You let him keep it?
No, because I'm catching fish.
I knew you wouldn't keep it.
I'm catching fish on it. I'm not going to give them something I'm catching fish on. They took me back. My brother-in-law was waiting for me at the dock because he couldn't go back by himself. He had to wait for me. They brought me back, got in the boat, went back out and fished, you know. So, I mean, but that, and then I got the bill.
is that not covered by insurance?
I don't remember that back then. I don't remember. I mean, maybe part of it was. I don't know. But I know it cost me a couple hundred. So who do you got on the line, Nick?
Got Buddy Rich.
Okay. Hey, Buddy Rich.
Buddy Rich.
Hey, guys. I heard you talking about hooks in your hands and, yeah, and whatnot. I had an old lady friend in Waukesha who was in her 90s. And I visited her for on and off for about 2 years, you know, bringing her ice cream and this and that. And one day she said to me, she said, guess what? And I said, what? She goes, I had that bump removed out of my head. And I didn't know what she was talking about. Here, what she was saying is in about the 1940s, her and her husband were fishing, and he had somehow got a hook on a cast, and it stuck in her skull. And at that time, they decided just to cut the hook and leave it.
Yeah.
So this thing was in her head for 50 years.
A piece of the hook.
A piece of the hook, and,
oh my
and
goodness.
It must have always just healed over, and she had a yeah. bump from it. But I was shocked at that.
So
you know, and maybe in those days, that's what they did. You know,
that's kind of weird.
When you guys were talking about that, well, I thought that was weird, too.
So she finally had it removed?
Finally had it removed.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was very unusual, but that's something I'll never forget.
Well, that is crazy, man.
At least she got it out, huh? Finally.
Hey, also, I'd like to get a hold of you guys early next week. I'd like to talk to you about what an opportunity right now to look for deer antlers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm a self-proclaimed master shedder, and I didn't get the opportunity so much to get out this year, but the guys did good, and I'd like to give you a little talk on that next week.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I was reading an article a while back about guys trained dogs to find them. Did you know about that?
Well, I got my pros and cons on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any
talk about that.
Yeah, I don't have any thought either way. I mean, I don't care, but they, yeah, they trained a dog to go out and sniff out these antlers. I didn't know they had a smell to them. I didn't know.
Well, I'll tell you what happens quickly here is a lot of animals urinate on them. And so basically what they're finding,
wow,
what they're finding is they're finding a more of a scent than anything.
Yeah.
If any of you guys ever been to dog agility courses, there's one of the courses where they take three dumbbells and they take one of them and you got to put your scent on it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the one they pick out.
Oh, really?
They pick
yeah.
out any
oh,
other
yeah.
ones because they're there, they lose. So it's more of a
right.
scent thing.
Right.
That, hey, there's a deer on it.
Right, right.
Because I had a dog and I saw one run after it. I saw a shed antler laying on a corner of a woods. Thing ran right up to it. And I thought, oh my God, it's going to grab it. It ran right over it and tripped on it.
Oh, geez.
It had no clue. But so that's the deal on that. But,
all right.
I'd like to get with you guys early next week.
All right. Sounds great.
Sounds good,
we'll
Rich.
Talk to you
Thanks.
Then, Rich. Bye now.
Great show as always.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Thanks, man.
All right. We got to go to a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with more with Dan Bush, Tom Neubauer, and Nick Bode on the boards. 105.7 FM, The Fan, is where you're at.
Some good guitar stuff here, Tom.
Yeah. Nice.
Joe Welcome Walsh, back to the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. Big O, we're playing your song for you, buddy.
Hey, Cabaret.
Hey. Hey. What's up, man?
Yeah, good morning. How, are you still up on the Fox River?
No, actually, we got a family kind of reunion today, so Mom's wasn't too keen on me fishing today.
Okay,
so,
but you were up there last week, though.
I was, yeah.
Family reunion, that sounds boring as can be to me, to be honest with you, but I suppose you got...
You know, sometimes, you know, you got to do what Mom's wants, and it's all good. So, but, hey, fishing was... me and about 3,000 other boats were out there last weekend. And,
give or take one or two.
Hey, you know how Smokey's Muskie Shop has that, you know, chalkboard and there's a score kept, you know, for unhooked or, you know, latched boats and all kinds. Oh, boy, you should see. I should have had a video camera and gone live, boy. I tell you what. Let's just say that some of the fishermen were a little bit out of practice. And
with launching their boats, you mean?
Water.
With launching and loading their boats?
Yeah. Some guys don't quite get the concept. You know, you got to kind of be prepared when you get up there and turn the launch, not pack your rig. And,
right. You know, go grab the thermos, the back seat.
How many plugs were not in?
Well, I don't know, boy. You know, that lot holds, I don't know. I mean, it's 100 rigs or so, man. There was a line on Saturday. I talked to Jeff Dilkins from Smokies on the Bay, and he gave me a heads up. He says, man, there's a mile or so back up each way. And it was, so we didn't launch till after supper. So we kind of got the heads up, launched at the Metro at the mouth there, and then kind of cruised up the river. But, hey, the fishing report, water was 39 degrees, pretty much from the mouth of the river of the Fox all the way up to the dam. And, a lot of, you know, low 20 inch, Rockhart females full of eggs were caught. You know, it's just 41 here yesterday, so it's just getting going. Not a lot of males that were caught that were milting yet, so it's just going to be awesome here starting up. You know, I would say the next week or two is going to be prime. So guys from shore aren't really doing that well yet, but again, a couple of really warm days and get that warm current going. But interestingly enough, the ice, if you look at that satellite imagery, I mean, literally the whole bay is locked up. But there is some open water there right out in the bay. We checked that out. You know, a lot of times those fish will kind of like congregate out there kind of waiting to get up the river. We did get some that way, but, you know, there's still a lot of floating icebergs and things. So, but just an exciting time. I mean, we're so lucky, you know, in our area to be able to fish, you know, this early. And I looked at my notes from last year. We didn't get up there until, I think, April 7th was our first time up there. So, you know, we hit it a bit earlier this year, and it's only going to get better. I mean, you have a lot of guys concentrated because, you know, Oconto and North, those areas are still locked up. So once that opens up, there'll be a lot more room for everybody. But,
well, it's good.
Hey, there's a ton of whitefish in that river right now. There's a ton of we caught. I mean, you can just mark all these different species of fish in there. We caught, you know, there's whitefish and certainly there's some muskies in there. And so it's very congregated in there. Lots of fishermen, a lot of fun.
Well,
all right, Dave.
We appreciate that. Your phone started going out.
We're kind of losing touch there, buddy. But give us a call again.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
All right, buddy.
Be safe.
Okay.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, his phone started really weird, like he was in a tin can.
Now, what Dave was talking about was smart to get away from the crowds. He kind of went out into the more, sounds like he went to the mouth a little bit to see what
north.
Was going on.
He went north.
And you said you used to do good on the Fox River where the East River splits off. Wasn't that your secret spot?
East River, where that splits off by the Coast Guard station there, and then also in front of the Fort Howard Paper Company, the warm water discharge. Then there's also on the west side of the river, there's a marina where those fish will come in and they'll get out of the current and they'll go inside the marina there.
Right.
Because that's all built with rock and gravel all over, you know, when they built it, you know. So there's a lot of other good places. As a matter of fact, there's one other warm water discharge. I'm not going to tell you where that one is.
Oh, come on,
there's
Tom.
One other smaller one.
Come on.
The Fort Howard one is a big one. This is a small one, and this is a spot where I can go there and be guaranteed that there's either going to be catfish or walleyes in there.
One or the other.
Either, yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny because it's never both. It's one or the other. Either walleyes are in this spot or catfish are in this spot, you know.
Only so much room, so.
Yeah, I guess. So we got to take the last break of the show, folks. Last break. So stick around. 799-1250 is the phone number. I think I'm going to be shutting down the email box here on Yahoo because I don't want to be playing with it. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock, we got a home improvement.
The Nary Home Improvement Show, hosted by Mike McGivern.
Yeah.
Every Saturday.
That's right. And he's got Gina Della from Pella on. She's got a great radio voice. Really, she does. Great commercial voice.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's very, very good. I got to tell her that when she comes in. She's got a great voice for commercials.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound like she's reading it. You know, it sounds like it's coming naturally.
Yeah,
you know,
which good delivery.
Which is important. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on Sports Radio 1250 AM or 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's right, folks. It is the final countdown, the last segment of the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. We're glad you tuned in this morning. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. And that other guy on the boards is Nick Bodie. Hey, we're going to give away one more thing today. I promised you I would give it away, and now we're going to do it. 799 is the phone number. If you haven't
799-1250.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said 799. You're missing a couple digits there. What's your social security number, two?
799-1250 is the phone number. 414-799-1250. If you haven't won something in the last month, don't call. I mean, if you have won something in the last month, don't call. Give somebody a chance. Anyway, it's a free one-year subscription to Badger Sportsman Magazine. I'll send you out this coupon. You just fill it out, send it to Badger Sportsman, and you will get that free. Pick whatever line you want. Okay, Nick, he's picking whatever line because they're all lit up, so he's just going to randomly pick a line, and that person will be the lucky winner. Yeah, we appreciate you listening, tuning in to us. Now, we know people can't listen and generally don't listen to the whole show every week, although there are some people who do. We know that a lot of listeners catch parts here and there, you know, and they do what they can. What do you? Oh, you're okay. Oh, okay. I don't know what he was doing.
What's
there.
What's going on in here?
He's playing with buttons.
I just had an alien movement, and I come back and.
Well, Nick's playing with
you're
buttons.
You're talking. Well, and we're Nick's gone. And
yeah, we're giving away that subscription. He's right now.
Oh,
yeah,
so the lines are lighting up like crazy.
Oh, they lit up right away. And
Badger Nick, Sportsman, the world's greatest. Well, Wisconsin's greatest magazine.
Yeah.
You want hunting, fishing, great reports, great humor in the back there. And
that's my favorite section.
That was some, yep.
That's my favorite part.
Howling at the moon.
Yeah, howling at the moon. Yep. And people got to take that with a grain of salt. Don't get offended by anything. It's just jokes. You know, I mean, it's just.
Same with us here, guys. You got to take us with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
You can't get offended.
Yeah.
We haven't really had many complaints. Well, there was the one lady who complained about me, the single straight white wealthy landowner from Douglas County.
She didn't like
the fact that I
would say all that.
Said that, right?
Well, I actually did hear one about a month and a half, maybe two months ago.
What did we do wrong? What did I do wrong?
It was you.
Okay. I won't tell you about all this stuff right here.
No. But this isn't terrible. This isn't terrible. I was at a gas station, and there was this lady cop who's usually in there every now and then, you know, and no, not getting a donut. You know, she was stopped in there, and she listens to the show. And then she says, "Hey, how come your buddy always thanks the police men, never says women?" And I said, "Well, I mean, he means everybody, you know." She says, "Well, there are women police officers, you know." And I've noticed lately that you say officers instead of policemen. Well, and then she just said, "Just let them know there are women on the force."
I said,
"Okay, I'll let them know."
You know, I am trying to get more politically correct, Tom.
Okay.
In fact, at school this week, for the kids, they serve them what's called the cowboy burger.
Yeah.
You know, and it comes with an onion ring on it and some special ketchup or something.
Yeah.
And I was saying to the kids, you know, I said, this is sexist. They should call this the cow person burger. Why not the cow woman burger?
Yeah, because there
are the cowboy burger.
Yeah, there are cowgirls. What the heck?
Yep.
Annie Oakley. Calamity Jane.
So, well, my apology to the fine police officer, female police officers out there, because they do a great job out there.
They do. They're some tough gals.
They're, yeah. You know, they got to go through a lot of training to be a police officer.
Yeah. You know, they got to make split-second decisions sometimes. And then,
yep.
And
jelly-filled or not.
Yeah. Oh, boy, if I see her again.
The following is paid commercial programming. The content and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WSSP, Entercom Milwaukee, its staff,
regular
or sponsors.
Just felt like we should replay that one to secure my job here.
Split second.
Oh, gosh.
He said it, not me.
It took an hour 54, Tom, but we finally went off the rails here on the crazy
train.
Yeah,
finally went off the rails is right. Get that train back on the rails. And we do not have a dining car on the crazy train.
What the hell's going on
out
here?
Oh, that's right. Oh, boy. Well, at least we ended the show with a laugh. Almost ended.
Almost ended.
We might have ended
How
the show for good there. I'm worried.
How many more minutes do we have to do this? It says 7:54 on my computer here.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I shut mine down.
Oh.
Yeah, what?
I want to mention something here.
Yeah.
I'm looking, you know, Wisconsin has personalized plates, and they've got different choices of plates. Years ago, I was dumb enough to get ones with a wolf on it for the wolf, whatever, support the wolf. There's plenty of wolves now. I don't need to. But I was looking online, and now I got Green Bay Packer plates. I don't need to support them. Well, I don't think the money goes to the Green Bay Packers
no,
for that.
No.
But they've now, Tom, got the Muskie Clubs Alliance license plate.
Really?
And it's a Wisconsin plate. It's got a real cool picture of a muskie coming up. And you can get that special plate, and I believe it's $25 of your fee, of your annual fee, goes donation to the Muskie Clubs Alliance of Wisconsin. Yeah. So oh. $25. So if you want to have a cool plate with the muskie jumping out of the water, right, instead of just a boring license plate, if you like to fish, it'll go to a good cause. And I think I'm assuming the Muskie Clubs Alliance is probably like Muskie Zinc and
Muskie Club of Wisconsin
and others.
I'm sure there's others.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of that money goes to stocking programs.
Yeah.
I assume it does, yeah.
Yeah. So
because they do a good job of that already, you know.
Right.
And
my only thing that, you know what I'd like to see the Muskie Clubs do is, you know, Midwestern states stopped stocking tiger muskies years ago because they can't reproduce. So now they just want to put ones that possibly might reproduce. But on a lake like Pewaukee, the carp are eating everything up anyway. They say there's very little natural reproduction anyway. They also quit stocking tigers because they were too easily caught. So they thought they were harvested too easily and no bang for the buck. Well, nowadays, with catch and release,
oh yeah,
what's the big deal? Everybody's letting them go anyway. They can't reproduce, but the regular ones aren't reproducing anyway. Why not have, even though the DNR is not going to do it, why not see if Muskies Inc. can get some tiger muskies and plant a couple hundred of those? Because people are enamored of the term tiger muskie. You talk to Joe Schmo at a bar, and if he caught a 25-inch muskie, they've got such vivid vertical markings.
Right,
you know, smaller muskie has all...
Yeah.
And as they get older, those markings kind of fade a bit. Well, you catch a small muskie, and especially the barred variety, and people will swear up and down, I got a tiger muskie. And then you got to tell them, no, it wasn't a tiger muskie.
Right.
But why not put some tiger muskies in?
They're
why not? Beautiful fish.
I
mean, if the DNR isn't going to do it, I don't see why they would have anything against Muskies Inc. actually putting them some in there. Because when you used to go to the muskie shop, John's shop years ago, there were Polaroid pictures. and there'd be stacks of pictures, and I've got a bunch of old ones that I salvaged out of there. There's pictures of guys by that boat launch holding beautiful tiger muskies.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful tiger muskie, a regular musk. That's when everybody kept everything. Steve Milliot told me years ago when he first started fishing there, you'd be trolling. You could catch a true muskie, you could catch a tiger muskie, or a nice pike. Well, now the pike have come back, and we're catching lots of nice regular muskies and some pike trolling. They've put a lot of walleyes in there. The effect of that is that the panfish size seems to be going up because we got those predator fish. Why not put tiger muskies in there, which will chow down on the panfish even more? Yeah.
And since they're easier to catch, they say, people would like that. If they're easier to catch,
people are going to let them go anyway.
Yeah, and they're going to let them go anyway.
I don't think it would hurt a darn thing.
You know, and I think I caught years ago. I always said I caught a tiger muskie out there back in the 80s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I look back at it, you know, my memory's a little hazy.
Right.
So it's like I'm wondering now, was it really a tiger muskie? Or was it just a really good barred muskie, a smaller barred muskie?
I have known
I'm not sure.
Right. I have known a few people who have actually caught some over the years. It had to be the rare result of a cross, natural cross out there. But that's pretty rare.
Yeah, it is. So, like I said, I question myself now. All right, Danny, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
Yeah?
Well, to all listeners, thanks for listening. And God bless and stay free, everyone.
You've been listening to the Skipper Buds. That is the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.